Okay, we're going to learn for a few minutes, then you're going to have a Maariv, and you'll read over the Shema again later. Don't forget the Zoom class is 8:30. If you come a little late, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, we're learning in the middle of Dinam of Netilas Yadayim. A very important din is, when before you wash your bread, you have to make sure your hands are clean. Because if there's dirt on the hand or even underneath the nail, then it's not a kosher washing, because they're not allowed to be any what's called a chatzitza. There's not allowed to be any separation with your mask. There's no separation between, it's like the Jew comes to the shul, his yarmulke in the pocket. It doesn't do anything. So any dirt on the nails or on the hand for that matter. Now, if it's not any dirt, it's a discoloration. Sometimes people get the dirt on their hands or grease or whatever it is that to wash it. It's still discoloration. That doesn't matter. But anytime there's substantial dirt, it's very serious halacha, by the way, for washing, that it's not actually a valid washing. Now, for instance, a worker, a painter, let's say, or a person is an artist, or in a practical sense, women that have nail polish on their fingers. So for washing for bread, halachically, it's not considered a chatzitza, it's not considered a separation because they want it there and it looks good and it's not a problem. Or a person that is a mechanic or whatever it is, they always have, so they don't care about it. Because that's, they don't care about it because this is the way it is. So then it doesn't. Then it's not considered a chatzitza. But if somebody does care about it, or dirt, or things like that, it really matters. It's a din of a chatzitza, and it's not a kosher washing. Okay, that we said. What? What? Right. To wash your hands. I'm not saying you don't have to. If it's a shower room, you might. If it has a din of a merchus, so people are more lenient in a bathroom than they are in actual bathhouse, a mikveh, a spa, all those places. You just walk in, you'll be done, you'd have to wash your hands.
Why is it different?
Because this is an established place where a lot of people come and they're using it for a shower, and that's the law.
Huh? You swim in the ocean?
No. The ocean itself is a mikvah.
Yeah, but anytime you put the whole body up.
Yeah, if you take a shower, the minute, because over there you're also touching parts of the body which are normally considered. I know, if somebody goes swimming in the ocean, when they come out, they have to wash an agavasar.
In the pool.
Huh?
In the pool also.
In the pool. And they go swimming in the pool, halachically, or like we said, if somebody cuts the hair or cuts the nails, they have to wash their hands. And it's just, I mean, up then you don't need a keli. The minig is for those things that you use, then use a vessel to wash. You don't know brach, obviously. What? I understand. So people are more lenient in a shower than a poskim are more lenient in today's bathrooms. But also, it's only today's bathroom if they're clean. If the bathroom has urine all over the place, then it's not, it has a din. You walk in there, you have to wash your hands.
What about like in yeshiva, you have a dressing room and you have a mikveh room? You walk into the dressing room?
Yeah, but over there, because people stand naked and dressed, so then it has a din, you still have to wash your hands.
Even if nobody there, you walk just in the dressing room?
Yeah, because it's a place, makom she'ein dim sham, that you stand there without clothing, you have to wash your hands. But right.
Do you pick them up after you dry them? Or
where? In the morning or by Netilas Yadayim?
By the morning.
In the morning we said you pick up your hands after they're dried. By Netilas Yadayim, you put it before. Okay. Okay.